If the owner of the sheep locked up the sheep in a place that was exposed to the sun, and because of the great discomfort the sheep had, they found a way to get out, and they went into somebody's field and caused hezek, the owner is chayav. And since he left them in a place that is exposed to the sun, he was responsible to lock them up in a much better way than usual, since he knew that because of their discomfort, they would find a way to get out. Or if the owner gave over to the sheep to a deaf mute or a shota or a katan, and the sheep got away, went into somebody's field and caused hezek, the owner is chayv. And this is not considered sufficient way of guarding the shore by giving it over to a chere shota or a katan, since they do not have dot. Therefore, the owner is responsible for any damages that are caused. Masra l'roa, nichmas roa tachto. If the owner of the sheep gives over the sheep to a shepherd, and that shepherd subsequently gives over the sheep to a different shepherd, then the second shepherd has all the responsibilities in place of the first shepherd, and if the sheep cause hezek while the second shepherd is watching them, the second shepherd is the one that is chayev. Now, even though we have a klal shomer shemasar l'shomer chayev, if you give over something to a shomer to guard, and that shomer then hands it over to a second shomer, the first shomer is responsible for anything that happens to the chayfis while the second shomer is watching it. The reason being is that the shomer had no right to give it over to a second shomer without explicit permission from the baal. As opposed to in this case, the roa did have the right to give it over to a second roa, since this is usual that a roa would have a second roa working under him, and therefore when the baal gave over the sheep to the roa, he knew that it was very likely that the roa would give it to a second roa, and therefore, since the roa had the right to give it over to a different roa, the first roa is pater, the second roa is the one that is chayv. Nafla lagina venenes, mishalemes mashenenes. If the sheep are being grazed in a place that overhung somebody else's field, and one of the sheep slipped up and fell into the person's field, and the owner benefited as the sheep ate the produce of that person, and the owner benefited that he does not have to feed his sheep. He has to pay the amount he benefited, but he does not have to pay the full price of the produce, as this is considered an ones. It was not his fault that one of the sheep slipped up and fell into somebody's field. Now, that is only if the sheep slipped up and fell, but if one sheep pushed the other one and caused it to fall, the owner would be chayev, as this is considered a pshia. He is at fault. He should have led them up in a way that they would not push one another. For example, he'd lead them one by one, and since he led them in such a way that one could push the other one, he would be chayev to pay for the full damages, not just the amount that he benefited. Yarda kedarka v'izika, mishalemes mashizika. If the animal did not slip up and fall, instead it simply went down into the other person's field and caused damages, then the owner would have to pay the full value of the damages, as this is his fault. He should not have let his animal go down into somebody else's field. Kesad mishalemes mashizika. How do we estimate the amount that the owner has to pay for the damages that are caused? Shaman the kama he yapa. We estimate a base saw in that field. A base saw is the amount of land they can grow a saw worth of produce in. And we estimate how much this field would be worth if you sold it together with all the produce, including what the behemoth eat, as opposed to selling it, missing the produce that the behemoth eat. And the difference that you would get for selling the field without this produce is the amount the owner has to pay. Even though this is much less than the full value of the produce that is eaten, as when a person buys a whole base saw, he does not subtract very much for a little bit of produce that is missing. This is a gzeres hakasuv. The Torah tells us that you do not pay full price. Instead, you estimate how much less the field would be sold for without this produce. Rabbi Shimon, Aymer, Akla Peros Gmurim, Mishalemet Peros Gmurim. im sa sa ah, im sa sayim sa sayim. Rabbi Shimon said that which we estimate how much the field would be sown without this produce, that is only if you ate produce that is not yet totally ripe. But if the animal ate produce that is totally ripe, then the owner would have to pay the full value of the actual produce without taking into account how much less the field would be sold for. If the animal ate a saw worth of produce, then that is how much the owner has to pay. If he ate a sasayim, which is two saw, that is how much the owner would have to pay. Mitzachas of a commentary above Mishnah Gimel. Amagdis b'toy sadeh shachavero shalobur shuz. Somebody stacks his grain in the field of his friend without permission. V'achlasa and behemto shabal sadeh pasuk. And the behemoth that belongs to the person that owned the field ate the grain, the baal sadeh is pater, and since the person had no right to bring the grain there in the first place, the baal sadeh is not responsible to make sure that his behemoth doesn't eat the grain. Bim huska behen, baal gadish chayev. If the animal of the baal sadeh is hurt by the grain, he slips up on the grain and hurts himself, the person who stacked the grain there is chayev. His grain is considered a boar, and therefore he is responsible for the damages that his boar causes. Bim higdish bereshus, baal hasadeh chayev. If he had permission to bring his grain there, and the animal that belongs to the baal sadeh ate his grain, the baal sadeh would be chayev. Now, even according to Rebbe, that says in the previous parak, that even when I give you permission to bring your things into my field, that does not mean I am responsible to guard my animals that it doesn't damage your things, unless I specifically said that I will take responsibility for any damages that are caused. Even so, Rebbe will admit in this case that if the animal of the Baal Sadeh eats the grain, the Baal Sadeh is chayev, even though the Baal Sadeh didn't specifically say that he was taking responsibility for the grain that was brought in there. The reason being, we are talking about here in a case where the sadeh is a place that a lot of people bring their stacks of grain in, and there is a shomer there that is watching them, and therefore, when the shomer tells him that he has permission to bring the grain there, it is understood that the shomer is taking responsibility that no damage will happen to the grain, and therefore, in this case, the baal sadeh would be hired.